Leading the news this morning, the chairman of News Corporation, Rupert Murdoch, has blamed unnamed individuals at the News of the World tabloid for covering up phone hacking. He also says he panicked when he heard of the Millie Dowler phone hacking case and should have closed down the tabloid years earlier. A special court in The Hague has found the former Liberian president, Charles Taylor, guilty of aiding and abetting crimes against humanity, murder, rape and terrorism. The special court has found Taylor was responsible for supporting rebels in neighbouring Sierra Leone during the 1990s civil war. The federal opposition says the speaker cannot return to his position immediately. Mr. Slipper has released documents he says clear him of misusing taxpayer-funded taxi vouchers. But the opposition and two independent MPs say he shouldn't return until allegations he sexually harassed a staffer have been dealt with as well. A key union official says he expects the fallout from the collapse of a car parts maker to expand. 1,800 Ford employees have been stood down after parts supplier CMI went into voluntary liquidation. Brisbane police hope a mannequin dressed to resemble a missing woman will jog the memory of anyone who may have seen her. 43-year-old Alison Baden Clay was reported missing by her husband at 1 a.m.